guy's CV.
I'm Roman Catholic. So I think when he walks in, I think I might just fold my arms and go, oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we'll just have a normal chat. Anyway, let me take a break. We'll come right back.
The Chris Moyles Show.
It's 8:30.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Be the first and book a test drive.
Radio X.
We need to talk. I just can't go back to the same hotel again this summer. I see the staff there more than my own parents.
Come on, we know what we're getting. And nobody makes cocktails like Alejandro.
Too late, I've already started looking.
But we love the pool.
This one has four. Told you so.
Just don't tell Alejandro.
With 37,000 hotels worldwide to choose from, we've got your somewhere new covered. That's the power of Love Holidays. All protected.
If your client is not happy with the quality of your work and wants compensation because they allege it's amateurish, unprofessional and childlike, his cucks could help protect you. The story of your business, underwritten by his cucks business insurance. Subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject policy eligibility, terms and conditions.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours in his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Can I get a woo-hoo? Oh, yeah.
Whoa there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember. But now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. We've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys.
Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp on the UK's best network, even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £200 per couple with MyJet 2. So escape to sunny favourites like Gran Canaria, Crete and Costa Blanca and get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Aptra National Protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, a departure for check-in. We say adieu to the most hated part of any holiday. Plus, conversation with dogs or chats with gadgets. It's talkies or techies. You choose. And TJ's terrific Tuesday top 10, back by Grand Demande. Ladies and gentlemen, 90s bangers with French lyrics.
Did you say Grand Demande?
Grand Demande.
Très bien, n'est-ce pas? The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. C'est un truc.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
It's true. It's all true.
What's true? Why are you so out of breath?
The mini sale event. Offers on all available models.
I can't believe it.
Even John Cooper Works.
Wait.
And there's going to be finance contributions on top of existing offers.
Are you serious?
The mini sale event. Breathtaking offers 8th to the 12th of May.
Applicable to new mini vehicles available in stock. Ordered 8th to 12th of May and registered by 30th of June 2025. Visit mini.co.uk/sale event.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
She's no good.
good with words, but I'm worse. But it started out a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue. Way down with words too overdramatic. Tonight it's a can't get much worse. Worse no one should ever feel like. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. See, need them just to get by. You always fold just before you found out. Drink up, it's last call, last resort, but only the first mistaken. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by. Won't you show me little bit of spark? You've been saving for his bad rest.
Well, this is nice. If you want to watch us live on Global Player, the official Radio X app, you can do, as we welcome our guest, the Reverend Richard Cole.
Yay.
Good morning.
Morning, Richard.
Hello, how's it going?
Lovely, thanks. Lovely to meet you.
Nice to see you. And we're stood up.
Yes, it's...
I thought it was like a formal thing at first.
No, it's more practical than anything else.
Why is that, Chris, please?
Because of the big, humongous keyboard that you have in front of you.
We asked for a small little keyboard, Richard. And it's huge.
Do you want to tell the truth, Dom, about what? Where this keyboard came from?
It's actually from Classic FM.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually Classic
tell
FM.
The truth, Dom.
It's Easter tide. Let's keep it...
Well, they get bored there because all the songs they play are so long.
Mm. I know. They need a big keyboard, don't they? It's very nice, actually. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, we've been told by Classic FM, and I quote, be careful with it, is what they actually said.
They don't trust us, Richard.
I don't know what they think we're going to do with it, but it's lovely to see you. Now, I was thinking about this yesterday. I was doing my research on you.
Oh, blimey.
And then I suddenly had a mad thought. Have we met before?
I think we have, because I had the same thing. I think we met in... there's that place called Broadcasting House up the road where we both used to hang out at the same time. But I was never allowed into Radio 1 because I was too old.
Right.
Oh.
Which is weirdly why I got booted out as well.
But there was a sort of... not quite a DNA swab as you went in, but if your DNA was kind of pre-1975,
yeah.
You didn't get in, did you?
If you knew what Creedence Clearwater Revival was, they wouldn't let you in.
You're not getting in.
But I thought... I wasn't sure if you... if we were at a dinner together...
Could have been. Been to a lot of dinners.
For Emma Freud.
Oh, yes, that case. Yeah, you did. I remember.
When it was Emma's birthday a few years ago when she turned 30.
Yes.
She had, I believe, she had a night with the girls and a night with the boys. And she picked a load of girls that she liked and she picked a load of boys that she liked. And she'd invited me to this dinner. Now, normally I wouldn't go to stuff if I don't know people. And it was a real mixture of people.
I remember.
Were you there?
I was there,
I think you were, but I don't know if I got to properly talk to you.
Do you know, Emma's the only person I know who's given her name to Cockney rhyming slang.
Emma Freud.
Emma Freud's for hemorrhoids.
I love how you explained it.
I've got a case of the old Emma Freud. Yes, that's true, isn't it?
That's a good thing to have with a friend.
Are you allowed to make jokes like that as a reverend?
Well, I'm retired now. I've got very sort of demob potty.
But you've retired from I don't know what the verb would be, reverending?
Vickery. No, I'm still a reverend, but I've retired from running a parish, so now right. I help out in a parish.
Are you like freelance rev now?
Well, not really. I'm attached to a team, but I'm retired, so I said to the vicar...
Like a super sub?
Kind of. Mm. And I said to her, I'll do anything except go to a meeting. And she said, you're hired.
Sorry. That's like how I work in this place.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not really into
anything
meetings.
Bar meetings, yeah.
So I wanted to... Now, one of the things that we're going to talk about is the fact that the Reverend Richard Coles. Mm. What do I call you?
Richard.
Richard, okay, all right. So, Sir Reverend, Father
Lord Richard.
Just call me National Treasure, that's fine.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you say National Treasure, well, but your tour is the beautifully named Borderline National Trinket.
Yeah.
It's nice. Your live show.
Would that you... came from my late husband, David, because someone said, oh, you're a national treasure to me, and he heard it, which was obviously an open goal. And he said, grudgingly, borderline national trinket,
that's
maybe.
That's a lovely line.
Great
sort
phrase.
Stuck. Yeah.
You're going all over the UK. We've got the dates up on the screen. So it's Norwich and Guildford and Richmond and Chester and St Albans and Manchester. The Grand Theatre in Leeds, by the way. That's a big place, that is.
Well, you know, I did it. No, it was the big theatre in Halifax I did once and nobody came. And I said, well, what am I chopped liver? And they said, no, Psychics Alec, he's next door.
Oh.
To all my audience. So you build the tour basically around Psychic Sally's.
And in this show, you'll basically just tell your stories about the amazing life that you've had.
The ramblings of an old man, basically.
A lovely though.
Well, also because my life, to me, it's just my life, but it's an unusual CV. Hmm. Some of the components don't look like they belong together, and people often ask me about that. So I just talk about it a bit. And then we have Q&A in the second half, and people ask me searching questions. Very facetious, sometimes quite insulting question.
So your story is, so where were you born, where were you raised?
Northampton.
Right, oh bless you.
Thank you.
You're out now though.
I know, well I raced in Kettering, so you know.
Oh,
you race?
James Acaster is from Kettering, isn't he?
Yeah, there's James Acaster, and I think Pudsey the Dancing Dog came from Kettering.
Oh,
too.
Right, the big Pudsey, isn't there? Yeah.
They have by the library in the Heritage Quarter, well the Heritage Eights as I call it,
yeah.
They have a sort of timeline of famous Kettering people, but it's like 2 feet long, because it's James Acaster and dogs.
Where are you in that trilogy?
For some reason, I don't actually seem to have made it.
Oh, come on now.
Come on, Kettering.
Come on, Kettering.
And so what was the plan when you were growing up? What did you want to do?
I wanted to get out of Kettering.
Right.
So I did. I managed to get run over, and I got criminal injuries compensation. And that was my ticket to London. So I'm a gay runaway. I mean, no disrespect to Kettering, but in 1978, if you were a gay boy in Kettering, you're thinking it's not going to be the best. There was a unisex hair salon called Michael, but that was it. I think you got mellow birds there. But I realised there's another life, but I couldn't get there until I got run over. So that was a silver lining to that cloud.
Right. So you escaped to London.
Yeah.
And was there a plan, or was the plan just to get out and get to London?
And then at the same time, a little fellow from Glasgow came from I came from like posh public school background.
Hmm.
And then I bumped into Jimmy Somerville, who arrived in London at the same time from very poor working class background in Glasgow. And he happened to have one of the best voices of the decade. And I was just hitched my wagon to him and became the unlikeliest pop star of the 1980s.
Well, back it up, because I'm always really interested. How do you meet Jimmy Somerville? What are you doing? What's he doing? I get the fact that you both run away to London.
Hmm. Well, we met in the coffee shop of London's only gay bookshop. Gay's the Word, it's called, in Marchmont Street, which is still doing a great business, actually, a legendary place. And they had a coffee shop there.
Mm.
So we met there, we became friends. After 6 months, I began to understand what he was saying. And, and that was a good prelude, because we're very different people, right? But we had this one thing in common, which is that we both wanted a livable life. And the livable life was a life of clubs and dance floors and music.
Right.
So we absorbed all that stuff. And then, before you know it, a band happened, Bronski Beat. And... and then it was one of those things, because they did a gig, some of a record company was there, they were signed, 2 weeks later they came out with the record and went straight to the top of the charts. And then I came into Bronski Beat to play saxophone.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy and I left and formed Communards to bring down Margaret Thatcher by doing cover versions of 70s disco classics.
And it worked.
Where
it
is
worked.
She now?
It yeah. worked. Exactly right.
This is not at all wrong.
Proof's in the pudding.
So you play. So you're musically very talented.
Well, that's nice of you to say so. I play the piano, and I used to play the violin, and I used to play the saxophone. And now I taught myself the accordion in lockdown. And if you want to empty a room, just pick up an accordion.
Love a good accordion.
That's a
player.
Good skill, though, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how deep into Bronski Beat at the time when Jimmy asked you to join? They'd made it at that point.
They were just about to go on a worldwide tour supporting an artist called Madonna. So it was a big do. And then Jimmy decided he didn't want to do it with his customary firm grip on the financial realities. He didn't want to do it. He wasn't happy. He wanted to work with someone who sort of believed what he believed. He didn't want to be a pop star. He wanted to do our thing. Hmm. And so we did something completely different. But the trouble is Jimmy was so brilliant, so talented. He just sort of couldn't stop being pop stars. And believe you me, if ever there was a break on anyone being a pop star, it was me.
So how old were you when you and Jimmy talked about the Communards?
22, 23.
And were you comfortable with... Were you more comfortable with going, yeah, I could be on stage and play in front of thousands of people?
Very comfortable.
You were?
Yes, that was not a problem. Put on a spotlight. Spotlights are for me what spring rain is to flowers.
Right. Nice.
Yeah.
Write the stuff down. This is great.
This is beautiful. Absolutely.
And the success of the Communards was huge.
Yeah.
Arguably bigger than Bronski Beat.
Yeah, it was. I think Bronski Beat was the better band, actually, but Communards sold more records.
Mm. Well, Bronski Beat was fascinating because I was growing up, I was getting into music and at that point, and the songs of Bronski Beat were so different.
Yeah, nobody had really heard a male voice sing like that, I don't
no.
think, before.
No.
It was so unusual, wasn't it? Such a voice.
And like Small Town Boy.
Great record.
Which is a great pop record, but then equally, It Ain't Necessarily So, which is a very, very obscure sounding, beautiful song.
Yeah.
But became a massive hit. It was just like, it just worked.
I mean, Jimmy just had this almost supernatural gift. He could do anything. He never had a lesson, never took care of his voice. We could just say to him, Dutch, just sing that impossible thing, and he'd go, well, that one. And he would just do it.
Yeah.
And he had this extraordinary... I think, the other thing, what's a great voice? I think a great voice, this is true of pop music, it's true of jazz, it's true of opera, is a voice which sort of contains a paradox. It's like, it's an impossible thing. With Jimmy's, the paradox is it was both simultaneously very powerful and very vulnerable.
Mm.
And to have those two things together is really rare. And when it resonated, I remember hearing him sing for the first time, and the hair stood up on the back of my neck, and I thought, this guy is going to be amazing.
And his voice is, because I watched a couple of videos of him singing from a couple of years ago. You'd think it's a lot of effort and strain on the vocal cords, but when he sings, he doesn't make the face of he's belting it out. He makes the face of someone like he's basically humming.
Well, you know, because he learned music. He had an auntie who married a GI. This is in Glasgow after the war.
Mm.
Went back to be a GI bride in, I think, Florida. Marriage didn't work out. She came home and brought a pile of Motown records with her.
Ah.
Jimmy was a little guy with red hair. He was called a Jesse. He was really bullied, had a tough time growing up. But he was close to the auntie, and she used to do the housework, and he would help. And she put on the Motown records, and he sang along. And that was his education.
It is amazing, isn't it? And so then you two find each other. And was the Communards a 50-50 split of you and Jimmy?
Well, yes, technically, although in terms of talent, I mean, I think Jimmy's accompanist would be my version of it, but yeah, it was a 50-50 split.
Such a great band. I love the Communards.
Thank you.
I love the Communards. And I know, obviously, but like, You Are My World is such a great song.
Great song.
Do you know the piano, the fiddly piano bit?
I love all the fiddly piano bits.
Do you want me to play it?
Sure. Oh,
come on, Richard.
Of course.
Lovely.
love
wow.
that.
Well, a little bit inaccurate, you know.
It's so it. Good.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. You're making the whole man very happy.
And normally just the weekends. The other thing that I said, we talked about you before, and I said, if you ever come in, I've got to ask you about... So, you did Don't Leave Me This Way.
Yes.
With the cover version.
Yeah.
I've got the 12-inch on.
Became... a huge hit.
Yeah.
Worldwide hit.
Yeah.
Arguably bigger than the original version.
I think it was the biggest selling single in 1986. Or in some places it was.
Wow.
Yeah, that was great. Still get I got Roger Salmon from Ecuador for 64p.
Well done.
It's been used in a Pilates class in Quito. Gift that keeps on giving.
So when I was getting into music and I was listening to the radio and taping songs, you know, off the charts and all that, like you do, and buying music, that song to me, it just worked. Jimmy's voice and Sarah Jane's voice and just everything and the musicianship and your piano playing was just lovely. And this is what I love here. Love. Well, stop. Because that's the single version.
Oh, yes. The 12-inch.
Yeah.
Then I hear the full version. And that, let me play it first, because this is, if you've never, I'm talking over it. So instead of going like this, which everybody knows, it actually goes like this.
Now.
See, so I'm prepared. So here's what I've got.
You want me to have a go?
Try it.
Which bit? Both of it.
Whatever you want to do. Yeah, you're right, you can't play anymore.
There you go, all man fingers. Now, I like to explore the microtonal possibilities of that piece.
I like that.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's funny, isn't it, with age, when you just, you know, when you're really young, you've got no ceiling, and you're like, yeah, great. And it never dawned on you when you're in the studio recording that, going, oh, I'll never be able to play that live.
No, but do you know what, Chris? I've got my first piano recital in 50 years next month.
Really?
I'm playing two pieces at the Ludlow Piano Festival, yeah. Oh, so wow. I'm playing stuff I played actually when I was a teenager, when I was probably technically at my best.
Do you play at home?
Yeah, a lot. Every day when I'm at home.
You do?
Yeah. I love... It's my favourite thing, actually. Cooking, playing the piano, walking the dog if I have a dog.
All at the same time?
Not so much, no. But my last dog, they've died now, but my last dog went deaf and blind and demented. Oh. But if I was playing the piano, he used to curl himself round the pedals because he could feel the vibrations.
Oh.
Nice.
That sounds like a Lionel Richie video, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Sort of thing.
That's
I don't
nice.
Know how you do it.
I don't know.
And can you hear a piece of music and go, yeah, I've got that now, I can play
no.
it? Oh, really?
No, I'm a dots man. I have to have the dots. I have to look at it and work it out, like if I was reading something.
That's what Pippa says. Pippa got to grade 8, but she said... She's no good. She's better with sheet music.
Sheet music.
Well, now you can download it on your iPad, can't you? It's easy peasy now.
Yeah, you can actually, yeah. I do wish I'd learnt by ear, though, because I think you'd have more freedom.
But that's because when I went... So I started off classical and then went into pop music. Of course, in pop music, is complete, I did play by ear then, because it's a completely different way of playing.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah. And then I tried to get the two together.
That is still
so hard.
Such so a remarkable hard. Thing. Yeah. I get the drum off. Do you remember recording this in the studio?
It was recorded by Mike Thorne. We recorded it in New York on a Synclavier, cutting-edge technology then. And I was playing the piano in the studio. And then a couple of years ago, I was in Brussels. And I went to the Musical Instrument Museum in Brussels, which is you must see. And there in a glass case was a Synclavier. And it's become a museum piece.
Wow.
And then it was cutting-edge technology.
Yeah.
It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then the Comedy Arts finish.
Yes.
And
well,
then,
we didn't finish, actually. We had took a break, but we're still on it.
Oh, okay.
Now, I saw an interview with you, and I don't know how what you want to say, but I saw an interview with you and they from a couple of years ago, and they asked you, are you and Jimmy still in touch? And you went, well, you know, we're getting to the age now where we only ever speak to each other to inform them that somebody we know has passed away.
Yeah, we're in the condolence stage of our friendship.
But you don't live that massively far away from each other, am
I
right?
No, there's a rule that all gays in bands in the 1980s sink through gravity to the south coast of England.
Right.
So basically everyone in the communards now lives between Chichester and Hastings. And, I'm near Eastbourne and Jimmy's near, is in Brighton. But Jimmy lives a very quiet, reclusive life now. I mean, Jimmy's lived an extraordinary life.
Yeah.
And in his maturity, he's found a way of living with a certain degree of, I think, repose and calm. So he's retired, does a lot of gardening. He volunteers 2 days in a food bank. And
wow.
And a quiet life. And no one lived a noisier life than Jimmy. Mm. And, you know, that's something entirely to respect, isn't it? What a livable life might look like for him.
How much would it take to get you guys back on stage together?
Well, we get asked all the time, and we came within a whisker of it, actually, a while ago for a charity thing. But in the end, I don't know, I just leave it there, you know?
Mm. No, you're wrong. You're right, because I saw someone, I've seen you being asked this before, and you're like, no, it's in the past. The 80s belongs in the 80s. And I'm like, no, you're wrong.
Well,
I want to see it, make it happen.
I mean, obviously, big audience for anything, but you know the real driver of bands reforming? It's HMRC.
Yeah.
It's people get used to living high on the hog, and then there's a new streaming model, they won't 2p, and they have to pay their tax bill, so that works.
Let me read out some messages before we let you go. I didn't think it was possible to love the Reverend Richard anymore, but wow, what a gent and humble man. I'm 100% buying tickets to see him, says Jim in Litchfield.
Oh, it's my mate Tim.
Well, you go to if you go to richardcoles.com, you can get all the tour dates on there. Goosebumps listening to Richard play the piano this morning. Incredible, says Adam in Swindon. Richard says, I have the biggest smile on my face, says, look at that. You are brilliant, Richard, says Andy in Cardiff. The more I see him, the more I hear of his background, the more I love him.
Yeah.
People
these are
love
the people
you.
Who aren't on X, right?
No, they love you.
There's a lot of love for you.
Well, that's very nice. I'll take all the love that's coming my way. Thank you very much.
I'm gonna wrap this interview up. You really enjoyed being in the jungle, didn't you?
Yeah, I know you didn't, Chris.
No.
I absolutely loved it. But then I've only got one superpower, and it's eating cockroaches,
right.
Basically. And there's not much call for that, but in the jungle.
Yeah.
So that was great. And also, it was a lovely bunch of people, and me and GK Barry. I was going in on, I think I'm going to get a bromance out of this, because, you know, you always do. And my bromance was with a 25-year-old lesbian influencer. So that was good. And when I came out, my niece said to me, go, Uncle Tricky, finally, you're cool.
Oh,
that was good.
Well, you know, you were lucky. You can't be. I had Matt Hancock, so, you know,
yeah.
You just roll that dice and see what happens.
Can I just say, Chris?
Oh.
Please.
Yeah.
Just a shout out for Chorley, who
are
in the playoffs tonight.
Oh, Kings Lynn.
Yeah. And I just wish all the very best to Chorley, and especially to Victor the Magpie, their mascot, who's my brother-in-law, Mark.
I love that.
That's great.
How long has he done that for?
Well, actually, do you know what? I think I'm not supposed to say that.
Okay.
But anyway, quite a long time.
He's been a friend of the mascot.
Do you mean he looks after the mascot? He's like the manager.
Yeah, he keeps him at home.
That's right. Well, good luck to Chorley tonight. You said you had two teams. What's the other team? I'm going to hate this.
Well, it's Arsenal.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, well, then good luck in the
another big night
Champions
tonight,
League.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Indeed, you think perhaps that should be a priority over, you know, playoffs?
No.
Well,
listen,
League
I'm a Leeds United fan, so it's like, you know. Yeah.
Well, do you know what? The last game I was invited to was Leeds Swansea at Ellen Road with Matt Lewis, who, you know, Neville Longbottom.
I know Matt well.
He's playing Daniel Clement in the TV adaptation of My Murder Mysteries.
Is he?
Yeah, big Leeds fan, and he almost got me there, but I managed to think of an excuse at the last minute.
Yeah, we're worrying. I've never met him, but I'm in a very strange, eclectic WhatsApp group of Leeds United fans, of which he's in it. So.
I've always liked Leeds. It's a team I've always felt good about. But I haven't. Last time I saw them, it was when Alan Smith was playing.
Oh,
wow. Chelsea.
God, love Alan
Smith. It was a lively game.
Yeah, I bet it was. Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you.
Lovely chat. I wish I could do this for much longer.
Oh, it was
stuff
great.
I found out about Rich. I found a brilliant video of you interviewing Tom Hanks in 1988.
Oh, blimey. That was a do. He was charming.
And it's so lovely. It, like, you're both, it's from another time. Mm. I mean, like, you're like baby faces of the pair of you. But it's a lovely thing to watch because it's, if with the greatest respect, it's so beautifully awkward.
Awkward? No. I didn't know who he was.
If you want to go and see Richard live on his tour, go to richardcoles.com, which is nice and simple. It is the Borderline National Trinket Tour. Have a great tour.
Thanks, Chris.
Come back anytime. Good luck to Chorley tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend Richard Cox.
Yeah, thank you very much.
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
We asked Johnny Vaughan and Sunter Templeton if they'd like to jet off from London Gatwick on a European fly drive adventure with British Airways Holidays. And unsurprisingly, they said yes.
Let's go. Are you ready?
We're going on a day trip to Aveiro, which is just a 50-minute drive out of Porto, and we're going to explore it via its stunning canals. Let's go.
We don't know which way it is.
We don't.
And now you can win your very own fly drive holiday to Porto with spending money, thanks to British Airways Holidays and their exclusive car hire partner, Avis. To enter and watch the best bits from Johnny and Sunter, go to radiox.co.uk.
Growers harvest porridge oats, price matched at only 89p for 1 kilogram at Tesco. Makes for some tasty overnight oats, which make themselves overnight. Fancy that. That's true value. Tesco. Every little helps.
Serving suggestions. Price match 22nd of the 4th pro rata. Visit GBLD. Check twice weekly. Excludes promos. Selected stores. Excludes Express and Northern Ireland. Details at tesco.com/Aldi price match.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app.
Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Discovering amazing destinations like Ibiza, Lanzarote and Crete. And relaxing in the sun with award-winning VIP service from the Which? Travel Brand of the Year 2024. So, book now from your nearest airport with Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected, subject to availability and conditions.
Radio X. News update next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X. News.
You're in love with Richard Coles, aren't you? Mm. I know you are. I'm talking to every single listener.
Absolutely.
What's not to love, right? He was even nicer than I thought he'd be.
Yeah.
And I thought he'd be nice.
Yeah. We could have kept him till 10 o'clock quite easily, couldn't we?
And what?
Brilliant.
I think he drinks alcohol.
Oh, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
You're thinking, you know, podcast.
He'd make a lovely podcast guest.
Wouldn't he? Bring his piano.
Why do you care?
Well, I'm muscle my way in.
People definitely be there.
It's going to be one of those things where the Pippa's going to get so excited inviting everybody to the podcast. The irony is that she won't be working on the show when we do it. And then everybody that she's asked will say yes.
Yeah.
They'll be like, Pip, 17 famous people have said they want to do it this year. And Pippa are like, all yours, James. All yours.
Richard's turned up with his piano. Okay, fine.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, great.
So richardcoles.com, if you want to go see him live, that looks like it'll be a very, very entertaining night. That man's got stories. And by the way, we've not even scratched the surface. Yes. We've just merely looked at it. That man's got some stories to tell, so what a night that is. RichardColes.com, going to see him live. Right, let's get the news with Dominic Burness. 9:04.
From Global's newsroom, the power is back on now across much of Spain after yesterday's unprecedented blackout brought the country to a standstill. Train passengers were left stranded. There was no phone or internet coverage, and ATMs stopped working as well. Excuse me. It was a similar story in Portugal as well. Radio X has been speaking to Julia, who lives in Valencia.
The restaurants, bars, cafes and shops were all sitting in darkness. Little by little, they're trying to focus on getting the metros and the trains all back up and running again.
Engineers are still trying to work out exactly what's caused it. In other news, around 100 firefighters are dealing with a fire at an electrical substation in northwest London. Crews were called to Aberdeen Place, just off the Edgware Road, early this morning. Prime Minister Mark Carney has told US President Donald Trump to keep his hands off Canada. The former governor of the Bank of England's Liberal Party has won the election there. It's weeks after Mr. Trump said he wanted it to become the 51st state. And football is now a step closer to getting an independent regulator. It's after MPs voted to bring one in. Amendments to the Football Governance Bill will now be considered. Sport. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta is telling his players to make history tonight. They're up against PSG in their Champions League semi-final first
jam,
leg.
Please.
You what, James?
Jam, please.
Oh, no, we can't at the moment, James. We're just doing the sport. They're playing PSG in the Champions League semi-final jam. First leg at the Emirates. Nope.
Jam, please.
No, can't. Arsenal have never lifted the European Cup, and they've only reached the final once.
A lot of people that has worked in at the club for many, many, many years, and they've never been in this position, you know, so that says you how unique and beautiful it is. And yeah, it's the nicest competition for any European club. We never done it, so we need to earn the right to be in that final.
And already promoted Leeds United are still in pole position to win the championship title following a 4-0 victory over Bristol City last night. They go into the final round of fixtures on the same points as Burnley, but they're above them on goal difference. We spoke to these fans at Elland Road.
Absolutely on top of the world. On top of the world.
Just buzzing, really. The club is so good. The best club ever.
I don't mind if we don't win the league, but I'm just happy we're up.
We didn't have the Irish man this time, sadly.
You know, being born and raised here now in Leeds, Brazil, I've been a big fan now of the Leeds United, of course. And big up there, Richard Coles, for shouting out old Alan Smith there, of course. Great, great, great player for Leeds United back in the day. God,
absolutely.
God, great, 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 great.
We should also mention as well, Chorley Town.
Yes.
Have a playoff game tonight against Kings Lynn. That's in the National League North, the sixth tier of English football. 7:45 kickoff. Chorley are at home. Good luck, Chorley Town.
And make sure you give that mascot some love.
Absolutely.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil. Get your vehicle MOT ready.
A few showers for northern Scotland and then dry, sunny and warm today elsewhere. 25 degrees is the high. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Who did Leeds United beat last night?
Who did you beat last night?
Yeah, in the football.
Do you know what? Bristol City.
Bristol City's, you know, it's like Willy, innit?
No.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Oh.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
So many text messages about Richard Coles. So let me read some out. Here's a good one, by the way, but it isn't Richard Coles. Richard calls for the next podcast. We've got a lot of those.
Yes.
And then Matthew's text in saying, I've just realised that Pippa could actually be a guest on the podcast.
Very true, actually. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you need to drink those, okay.
Oh,
You're not very good at that. You don't do that much.
Yeah, let me think about it.
Simply the best guest you've had. I think that might be one of my favourite interviews I've ever done. Such a warm, lovely man. I could listen for another hour or two, says Dave. Loving the interview today with Richard.
Oh.
I was in a school steel band in the 80s and we learned to play Don't Leave Me This Way. What do you mean? This. that's just great. Just that there is lovely. Lovely fella. Have him on again, please. Love Richard. He's my favourite. Love Richard Cole's my favourite ever Communards record, For a Friend. Oh, the Communards did some beautiful.
I don't remember For a Friend, I don't think.
Yeah, unplug that wire at the front there, under the keyboard.
Because we're not going to use the keyboard.
Right, it's the very front, now the front of it where the keys are, and the left hand side, there's a big wire stuck in, Captain.
Thank you.
There you go.
There's not a big wire stuck in, Captain.
No, no, it's not. Oh my God.
He doesn't have a.
Doesn't need a wire in it.
Little charging socket.
Is that? He runs on batteries. I'm causing chaos in the studio.
I think we're covering it well.
Yeah.
Thanks. I will. I'll play. I'll remind you of some of the coming out of the songs.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, a lot of love. So much love.
What a nice man.
Yeah, lovely. I love the fact Jimmy Somerville is now into his gardening. And volunteers at a food bank. Do you know what I mean?
Just yeah, me too. Lovely, but stop faffing life. About and get together and do the legend slot at Glastonbury.
Oh, now. That would be brilliant.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, actually.
You know, and if it's Jimmy Somerville and the Communards, then you could throw in some Bronski Beat stuff because Richard also played in Bronski Beat. So I'm not being funny. Stop messing around. Yeah, leave your gardening.
You could get his saxophone out and Richard, absolutely. And the accordion. He's learning the accordion, he said.
I love the accordion.
I do.
It's fun, isn't it?
Very difficult to play.
Get him and Weird Al Yankovic together.
Yeah.
You're not asking much, are you?
Listen, what else? You just stop faffing about. The people want it. Give the people what they want. Don't be so selfish, Jimmy Somerville and Richard Coles. That's the way I see it. So, of course, look, you've got Don't Leave Me This Way. And then You Are My World, which he played... Do you remember this song?
Yes, I do remember this one. It's that bit, isn't it?
Same year as Beastie Boys, Fight Your Right Farty. Or whatever I just said. Listen to this, how beautiful is this? And here's the thing. When it's all about the music and not about the charts, you can make this intro as long as you want it to be.
And they did.
Some strings. Piano. It's really simple. You've got your drum machine going. Lovely. And then bring in Jimmy's vocals. Perfection.
There's nothing boy that can stop my cruise. I'll hold you tight, never let you go. Tomorrow's party will never end like a button spring. And love will come and grow.
Oh.
Your eyes to me are precious.
It's just very, quite unusual.
Very orchestral,
pop
that.
Music.
Yeah, it is.
But just words so well. So you won't know this, Captain, will you?
No, I don't know it.
It's called You Are My World, and Jimmy sings it with his high voice like this. They did a version of Never Can Say Goodbye.
Yes.
Now.
Never Can. That's great.
I know I'm going on now, a bit, but...
Is that the one I've got on 12-inch? It might be that, actually, Never Can Say Goodbye. That's brilliant.
I used to love the intro to the Communards version of Never Can Say Goodbye, but I'm very aware now that Captain Crapbeard is to my right, and he can sniff out an old-sounding song because he's younger than me. And I go, oh, the intro to this is great. I hit play, and he goes, poof, how old is this? And I'm worried if I hit play on the intro to this,
I think
what I think sounded brilliant, he's going to think sounds like 80s cheese.
Play it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a fine
line. That's You On My Way. Ready? Here we go.
Oh, this is nice.
Okay, good.
Nice hi-hat. Come on.
There might be some keyboard bass coming up that lets it down.
That makes you know there is. Oh, awful. Sorry, everyone. It's the keyboard bass they use, and the drums.
That's
and
a Yamaha.
Do anything about it.
That's a DX7 or something like that.
Yeah, it is.
One keyboard in the 80s.
Do you remember this one? Then you've got So Cold the Night.
Ooh.
Got Disenchanted. For a Friend, which is lovely. Oh, just great. And that's just coming out stuff.
Mm.
Stick some Bronski Beat in there.
Oh, yeah.
Legend Slot at Glastonbury. Jobs are good. Oh, sorry, Chris, I can't do it. I'm doing the garden. Whatever. That was Jimmy Somerville, by the way.
That was Jimmy Somerville.
Oh, Jimmy Somervilles, as my mum would call him, because she loves to add an S on people's name. Cliff Richards, Chris Martins, Jimmy Somervilles.
Radio X. Coming up, more of the rock and rollin' Radio X type of radio broadcasted on, well, Radio X.
That's it, thank you.
Chris's friend Rob hosts a quiz on this show called Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, and we play it shortly.
Shortly.
Plus, tomorrow on the show, the Canadian Queen of Comedy joins us. Catherine Ryan will be chatting to Chris and the team.
Lovely.
But nice. Right now, we've got enough to get you laughing through Tuesday, right here on the Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
I love playing the Does This Sound Old To You game with Captain Crapbeard. Mm-hmm. I might do more of that in a few seconds. Give us a woo, please. Thank you. Because there's even it, like, it shows, even that intro there is like, oh, this is good, this is good, this is good. Oh, no, that's awful.
And the keyboard comes in.
I might do that in a few moments. 9:15. Kings of Leon at Radio X.
Jam, please. Jam.
I'll be the one to show you the way. You'll be the one to always complain. 3 in the morning, come a bang, bang, bang. All out of facts and I just can't wait. Cancel the thing that I said I'd do. I don't feel comfortable talking to you. That shit got to zip up, fixed on my shoe. And I'll be in the lobby drink.
Aging Balding Fart. That's the Dominic Byrne song from Kings of Leon.
That's actually what they say, though.
Here on Radio X. Right, same year then, 1986.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll hit shuffle.
Okay.
Okay.
Dated or not dated?
Careful and shuffle.
Listen,
Don't you worry.
No, because so
we've 80s. Got a busy day.
These are all songs from the year 1986, which, as you know, is 6 or 7 years ago.
That's it.
But the question to you, young captain, is do these songs sound dated to you today?
Is this 86?
Yes, oh this was in the, this was a massive hit in 1986, this song.
Number one for a good few weeks.
Do you know, have you heard it before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that. Is it 1886?
Sure, it did come out before 1986, but in 1986, this song became a massive hit. And I believe the video was made out of plasticine.
It was, yeah.
Doesn't his head roll down his shoulder?
Yes. It was number one for about 6 weeks.
Blimey.
It's great.
So in this game, you want my honest opinion. Is that what you're after?
Yes, just does it sound dated. Here's a song from the charts from Samantha Fox. Now, you've made a face already.
It's those drums. They sound awful.
Now, are they not real? That's not a real drum kit.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Hmm.
Let me go with... What? See, I've got to be careful skipping through because some of the songs are like Panic by the Smiths is the same year.
Yeah.
Let's go with...
Mama.
Now...
Is that...
Go on. No.
I want to say, is that Bucks Fizz?
You are absolutely right.
Yes, wow. A very strange song. It was all they.
It's a great
filmed
song.
In a jungle or something, wasn't it?
Great song.
Mm.
Okay, next. Does this sound dated to you, Captain?
Oh, I don't know. That sounds like it was made last year.
See, you got to remember, we don't hear it like you hear
no.
it.
No, thing is, though, a lot of that's coming back, really, isn't it? Stuff like that.
Yeah, they were just very ahead of their time.
Those sort of synthy-based stuff. I can almost see, like, that sort of blur on the camera that we use in the music videos.
Baggy jeans, luminous socks, all that.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, I'm not smiling through this game.
See, that's the thing. I've got to be so careful because the next track on here is Big Audio Dynamite equals MC Squared, which is...
I like music.
Anyway, that was 1986. Next, 1963.
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight tomorrow. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Can I get a woo-woo? Oh, yeah.
Whoa there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember. But now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. We've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes. Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp on the UK's best network, even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
At Waitrose, you can now get your everyday essentials at new lower prices. So, carrots are lower. Apples are lower. Lemons, flour, fish fingers, broccoli, chickpeas and mature cheddar are all lower, and yep, you guessed it, lower. Get all these and more everyday essentials at new lower prices at Waitrose. Shop in store or online at waitrose.com today. Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Minimum online spend and delivery charges apply. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and Concessions.
And the winner of What Car's Best Plug-in Hybrid of the Year is the MG HS Plug-in Hybrid. With up to 75 miles of electric range and starting from just $31,995, it's an award-winning blend of style, efficiency and innovation. Plus, take a test drive and get £1,000 off when you purchase. The MG HS Plug-in Hybrid, leading the way in award-winning innovation. Book your test drive today at mg.co.uk. WLTP mileage may vary. T's and C's apply.
Let me just throw this idea at you. You may have paid too much tax. If you've spent money on tools, travel or food for work, Rift can help work out what you're owed and get a refund bouncing back to you. In fact, on average, Rift get their customers £3,000 back. Not bad, eh? Let's get the ball rolling. Search Rift Tax Refunds.
I'm like a rubber ball, like I'm bouncing.
Come on, search Rift Tax Refunds today.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Miles E!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, a departure for check-in. We say adieu to the most hated part of any holiday. Plus, conversation with dogs or chats with gadgets. It's talkies or techies. You choose. And TJ's terrific Tuesday top 10, back by Grand Demande. Ladies and gentlemen, 90s bangers with French lyrics.
Did you say Grand Demande?
Grand Demande.
Très bien, n'est-ce pas? The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. C'est un truc.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Thoughtful driving tips from Esso, number 6. This is John. He's on his way to town again to meet his butcher, with whom he's having a secret fling. It's not his wisest move. 59% of UK car journeys are under 5 miles, and John could have cycled or taken the bus and saved fuel. Is that cologne you're wearing, John? Making one less car journey. That's thoughtful driving. Esso. Visit esso.co.uk for more information.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Nice to see you. To see you again.
Radio X.
Crowded room where people go to drink away their gloom. He sat me down and so began the story of a charmless man. Educated the expensive way, he knows his claret from his Beaujolais. I think he'd like to have been running Craig, but then nature didn't make him that way.
Same.
Live from London's Leicester Square, this is the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X.
If I'm a bad person, you don't like me. Well, I guess I'll make my own.